Since Valentine's Day is tomorrow, we wanted to talk about love and relationships, but not the usual stuff. The stuff that often gets glossed over, the stuff that makes up a special one-hour edition of the WNYC podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. Its host, Anna Sale, joins us from New York. And Anna, one of the things you get into in this podcast is cheating. You got a bunch of stories that listeners have shared with you about infidelity in relationships. Let's listen to a little bit.
12 years ago, I cheated on my boyfriend of 10 years.
I don't want to be the person who causes that pain to anybody.
I think he wanted to be with me, but his kids were holding him back.
I found out later that he had gotten a friend of his pregnant.
It is the reason we broke up, but I don't think he ever found out about it.
If you would have asked me, if anybody would have asked me beforehand, you know, how would you react if you found out your partner had had an affair? I would have probably said, you know, I will walk. It's also a surprise of what I had in me. The shock and the emergency of the situation has put me closer to myself.
Why did you decide to focus on cheating in this episode?
Well, we wanted to include it because it was actually really interesting when the show started. And I said, tell me what you want to hear about. Listeners emailed in, and infidelity and cheating was something that was just people felt like they'd had these experiences and had nowhere to talk about them because of the layers of shame, whether you're a cheater or were cheated on. So we wanted to include this because it's also about, you know, there are remarkable stories about how couples have gotten through these crises. And it's a story about where you draw the line in relationships, what's not acceptable and what can be.
You also talk about your own personal experience involving Senator Alan Simpson.
Yes, that's also in there. That's one of the things that I've talked about on the show is how I've also had some ups and downs in my love life. And one of them involved I broke up with my boyfriend. I thought we were done. We were long distance. I didn't see a future. And my boyfriend decided he needed some outside help. And he wrote a letter to former Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming. And Al Simpson ended up giving me a call, and he and his wife, Anne, who have been together for more than 60 years now, really did become important counselors for mostly
wow.
me about getting through my fears of commitment.
And I love that you say that that actually made you want to be with your boyfriend more.
Yeah. I mean, because it showed like here he's willing to humiliate himself and say, like, this woman I love and she's not taking me back. Please help. And so it said to me, you know what? Like, this is a man who is willing to put himself out there and to fight for us. And that's really what I want in a long term partner, because as we all know, relationships do have their ups and downs.
And now you're getting married to him this summer.
We're getting married in August,
wow.
Yes, in Wyoming.
Ah, will Alan Simpson be there?
They have it on their calendar.
All right.
I'm very honored.
Well, I want to ask you about one other thing here, because this is a podcast called Death, Sex, and Money. And let's talk about money. You include a bit about it in the podcast. Let's listen.
When the idea of a prenup came, our relationship just fell apart.
The two of them fought a lot about money when my sister and I were growing up.
We keep a running tally.
I earn more than him.
I'm just not practical in my spending the way my husband is.
I thought about us getting married and never wanting to share a bank account with him.
The advice of my mother and my mother's mother was always that a woman should keep her own bank account in their relationship.
What are some of the most common things that came up about money in relationships? And this is something that really plays a huge role in so many relationships in this country.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. We asked listeners for stories about money in their relationships. And I thought we would get things about, like, joint checking accounts and how we share and how we negotiated that. And we did. But really what the stories were about were, how do I see myself and my survival in the context of my relationship, and how that changes over the course of a relationship? I mean, I heard from listeners who had decided on one set of splitting things up. Then they get married, then they have a kid, and then one of the parents stays home. And then all of a sudden they have to renegotiate all this stuff. And it has a lot to do with what you feel like you're contributing and what you feel like you can pull from the relationship.
How has all of this research into love affected your own relationship?
Well, I love to talk about it a lot at work and at home as well. Arthur, my partner, has said, you know, sometimes we have to take a break from death, sex, and money in our household. But it's really made me feel less alone in moments when I feel like I don't quite know how to be a loving partner. If some issue comes up, it's like, oh, this doesn't mean that we're doomed because other people have gone through this.
Why do you go with the term partner?
Why do I go with the term partner? I fiance, I just feel like is
you don't like
fancy.
Fiance?
I'm not into fiance.
Anna Sale, host of the podcast Death, Sex, and Money from WNYC. You can find the show online. We'll link to it at our website, hereandnow.org. Anna, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's
Day.
Thank
you. You too. Thank you, Jeremy.